at the U.S. Supreme Court today, Andy Warhol, prints, and an oral argument about, of all things, copyright. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
On one side of the dispute is noted rock star photographer Lynn Goldsmith, whose photos are on the cover of more than 100 music albums. On the other is the Andy Warhol Foundation, created after Warhol's death in 1987. Goldsmith and the foundation are suing each other, each claiming the rights to Warhol's famed series of silk screens depicting the late rock star Prince. At the center of the case is a black and white photo of Prince taken by Goldsmith in 1981. 3 years later, Vanity Fair magazine paid Goldsmith a licensing fee of $400 for a single use of the picture and then commissioned Warhol to create a portrait using the photo as a reference point. Warhol did that and much more, creating 16 silk screens. He copyrighted them all. And when Prince died, Vanity Fair's parent company paid Warhol roughly $10,000 so it could use the orange prints for a tribute cover. The question in today's case was whether Warhol's renditions were transformative under the copyright law. Or is Goldsmith right that she's entitled to be paid licensing fees for the continued use of her original photo? Millions of dollars in royalties hang in the balance and potentially the livelihoods of many artists. But a funny thing happened at the Supreme Court today. The justices, for the first time in a very long time, seemed to relax and enjoy themselves and each other. Lawyer Roman Martinez, representing the Warhol Foundation, told the justices that everything about Warhol's Prince series was different from Goldsmith's photo. Most importantly, the Warhol silk screens transformed the meaning and message of the Goldsmith work. While her photo was, by her own account, a portrait of vulnerability, Warhol's Prince was an iconic figure. Justice Thomas.
Let's say that I'm both a Prince fan, which I was in the 80s, and...
No longer.
That's Justice Kagan.
Well... So...
Thomas continues...
Only on Thursday night. But let's say that I'm also a Syracuse fan. And I'd make one of those big blow-up posters of orange prints and change the colors a little bit around the edges and put Go Orange underneath. Would you sue me?
Lawyer Martinez quickly pivoted to avoid saying whether he would sue a Supreme Court justice. Justice Kagan had a different question.
So it's easy to say that there's something importantly new in what he did with this image. But if you imagine Andy Warhol as a struggling young artist who we didn't know anything about, and then you look at these two images, you might be tempted to say something like, well, I don't get it. All he did was take somebody else's photograph and put some color into it.
Representing photographer Goldsmith, lawyer Lisa Blatt opened with a blast at the broad definition of a transformative work being put forth by the Warhol Foundation.
If petitioner's test prevails, copyrights will be at the mercy of copycats. Anyone could turn Darth Vader into a hero or spin off All in the Family into the Jeffersons without paying the creators a dime.
Blatt is known as a take-no-prisoners advocate, and even the usually dour Justice Alito seemed to thoroughly enjoy her combative style. Here she is in an exchange with Chief Justice Roberts, who compared photographer Goldsmith's black-and-white photo to Warhol's orange prints.
If you put them side by side, the message is not the same. The one is, Prince's hair is like this, his expression is like that. The other one's entirely different. That's why they put the black around one eye. That's why it's just the disembodied face, all of that. And you don't say, oh, here are two pictures of Prince. You say, that's a picture of Prince, and this is a work of art sending a message about modern society.
Blatt bluntly told Roberts that with his test lies, quote, madness.
I guarantee the airbrush pictures of me look better than the real pictures of me, and they have a very different meaning and message to me.
Well, I think that's not right. If you had a picture, a photograph of you, and then a Warhol, it's just not the same thing.
Blatt, however, pushed back, contending that the rule has to be more than that.
It's not tied to any purpose other than, I wanted to make some money off some art, and I had some really cool idea here.
A decision in the case is expected by the end of the term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.